I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In a world where there are more podcasts than grains of sand, a motley crew set themselves the challenge of a lifetime to find the most kick-ass things to do and do them. This is How to Kill an Hour. With Marcus Bronzi and a few guys who, well, they claim to be his friends.
Are you serious?
Yo, hello. Welcome to How to Kill an Hour. I'm Marcus Bronzi.
I'm Sean.
What's going on, Sean?
Oh, yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm recovering.
Oh, mate. I'm still shivering. We might as well share it with the audience, innit? Like, we went away.
Couple of days.
A couple of days away.
I'm sick of the sight of you, bro. we don't have the bounce back ability that we used to.
We've got the bounce back ability of a dozen eggs, mate. And I'm feeling just as fragile right now. We went on like a boys' trip. Obviously, like me and Sean are really good mates, known each other for 90% of our lives. Damn. I think that's a wrong stat. It's probably like 95. And we've got a group of mates have all known each other for a very long time as well. And we did our annual trip, which we've done in January, which I think, or October before, or like late November. I can't do that in December anymore.
We've been, it will merge. Yeah. Just merge into one.
I mean, we did our last one in January this year. Damn.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, was so, that long
yeah.
ago?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. But yeah, we spent a bit of time in Romania and I've got to say Romania won. Beat me, bruv.
Yeah.
To the ground. Before we jump into the show, though, like, I suppose this is a bit of a killer bit, really, because we talk about killing a bit of time and stuff. Clubbing out there, I have not seen a level of production like that for a very long time outside of festival stuff, bro.
Everything was, the collab was on point. Everything tied in together. And you, like, you got to think that they're doing that on a weekly basis.
Multiple times a week.
Yes. Yeah. And maybe that's why it's... the level is so high. Maybe they just, you know, refined it.
Yeah, but I've worked in the industry in clubbing for like over a decade.
Do you reckon they mix it up?
A little bit, but I'm just, it's not even that. Like, no, you're right. Obviously, there's a lot of rehearsals gone into, like, stage rehearsal will have gone into that before the doors open on the night. But like, I've just not seen that level of clubbing in Europe.
No, I've not.
Because we've been to other places before. Bulgaria, we've been to a club and gone, oh, it's really nice. But this club that we went to, should we say the name of it? Whatever. Is it Face? Face?
Face.
Face. Oh, my days.
The music, the visuals, the dancers, the oh, man.
The edamame beans. Yeah, because it was different. It was like a restaurant
situation. It was like 1 a.m. and we were having...
A platter
just in the middle of the
and if we did not have that, could you imagine the carnage? And then like also there was like loads of different types of dancers. The dancers that were on, like, I can only describe them as pole vault poles that were like swinging backwards and forwards.
Nuts.
they started off, this sounds so trippy, and I just want to say I was only drinking. They started off as flowers, and then they kind of evolved into these glow-in-the-dark like
manta rays, butterflies.
It's crazy.
And when they handed out the glow sticks, I was going for gold.
I literally went toilet.
Yeah.
Like, I was gone for 2 minutes. I came back, I stepped back inside, and all the lights were off, and everyone had glow sticks, and I was just like,
what has happened?
What is going on? Yeah, it was mad. Great, and then the pressurized air mist thing.
Yeah, the
I wish you could show that. Oh, that was nuts.
So I think one of the guys filmed it coming towards us, and where we were positioned was front and center. We got the full whack of it as well. I remember thinking, I'm a little bit warm in here. And it's like someone heard me and was like, here, take this. Here's a piece of Arctic air for you. And the music was good as well. Like, I saw a couple of people told me it's going to be a bit ootsy, but it was nice house. I liked it. It was good.
There was some quality remixes. There was like remixes of 70s, 80s tunes. I remember the Khalees Milkshake remix as well that they played.
That was banging, isn't it?
Good tunes, man. Good tunes, good vibes, good people as well, man. Everyone was super respectful.
Yeah.
I didn't see any kind of...
No trouble.
No trouble. Just everyone having a good time, enjoying themselves, really.
And like, lots of security that were there, but it felt like they were there in a helpful capacity. It didn't feel like they were there, like, ready to jaw somebody. Do you know what I mean?
Like, you've been bored, in club, like, waiting for something to kick off.
Yeah. But, everyone kept to themselves. And also, an honourable mention has to go out to everything. Single toilet facility that I used out there was absolutely...
Right, in the face club, that the toilets pristine.
Even after one of our friends went and did some damage in there. No names mentioned. We all know who it is. We're going to call him Mr. Rice.
That's a whole other story.
Before we get into our killer bits, let's talk about that quickly. Sorry, we have to. But we're in a restaurant, and it was a sushi restaurant, innit, on the first night. Like, the menu was quite a lot of sushi.
I would say it was a fusion.
Yeah. That's going to wind him up even more if he ever hears this, because he'd be like, well, even less of a reason. Like, so it's a fusion restaurant, and we all kind of just ordered whatever. Like, I've got to say, for this whole trip, I was just watching what other people ordered and have it. I went vegetarian that night, because I was sitting next to two veggies. Just said, yeah, fuck it. Yeah.
I saw you drawing for some pizza and that. I didn't see.
Yeah, it was margarita.
Okay.
I just said I want to eat what you, because the menu looks so good. Like, and
I was overwhelmed. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. So even when we went for lunch the next day, I was still a bit drunk, but I was like, Sean, what are you having? Yeah, I'll just have that. Remember, I just did that for the whole trip. But So one of our friends ordered fish and rice.
Oi, that fish though, because I had the same fish, chili and sea bass.
Yeah, chili and chili and sea bass.
Amazing,
delicious.
But.
When it cut, I know what it's like in a restaurant sometimes, and these clubs were massive. We're talking like minimum 500 covers in there, innit? Like big, like lots of, well, 500, but lots of tables. Yeah, here. Not 500, 1 million covers, but yeah, loads of covers in there. Yeah? And like, well, sometimes when it comes with the food, innit? Especially when you're ordering different types of cuisine, there's like sushi that's happening. There's like, you know, sea bass and stuff.
They brought out quite a lot straight off the bat. Yeah. They brought like most of the sides, everything like that. So I was thinking, oh, this service is
quite good. Yeah,
not bad.
Yeah. And then unfortunately,
it took a while for the main. It was just like an hour before the mains came. I'm gonna pass it back over.
Yeah. So yeah, no. It's, I think very good. No. I mean, you carry on if you want, but obviously the way that they must do it. He's going to hate this if he is, because it sounds like we're making an excuse for the restaurant. They must pre-make a lot of stuff in anticipation and kind of guess what's popular. And sometimes that's great, but sometimes it's wrong, in it, and you might have to make some more stuff, or maybe a mistake happens in the kitchen. Somebody drops a tray of fish or rice and they have to recook it. So one of our friends, his rice took
and your rice took quite a while.
And as I understand it, I believe the rice is meant to be served at not like a very hot temperature.
Let's put it out here. The fish turned up and we were like, yo. And I was, at this point, there was like an hour gap. But then we were like, I was just kind of like, oh, I don't want my fish to get cold, and I'm going to start eating. And then we waited another like 15 minutes or so. And then we were like, where the hell was the rice at, man?
Yeah.
Like, and our friend here, very, very patient person, but just don't mess with his food.
Don't
mess with his food, because he takes it too hard and he will kill people.
I've seen I've never seen such a polite person switch before, because right. we can't even get into the other story, because there's like a whole pizza scandal story on the New Year's where yeah. he got barred from a pizza, like, bruv. He somehow got the personal number of somebody who managed a pizza restaurant. I mean, and was having a conversation.
We put it in the short thing, yeah. like, whoever he was having an argument with called him back on his private number after, so they could continue your the argument. And he was hosting yeah. at his yard, and he was like, I need to go and take this upstairs. And came back down like an hour later. Anyway.
That's not the point. It's a disrespect. Anyway, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, anyway, so back to Ricegate. So
20 minutes goes by, no rice. Yeah. We chat to the waiter, and we were like, sorry, mate, where the rice at? Yeah, it's coming. We wait another like 20 minutes or so. By this time, it was like 40, 45 minutes. And our fish is like, He then comes around, puts two bowls of rice on the table, bruv, ice cold rice, like ice, not even yet, but like actually, like it's been in the fridge.
Yeah,
and I was just hungry, and I was like, oh, and I just started yamming.
Took the L.
Not our friend.
Conversely. Because, bruv, I was just seeing this from afar, so I just saw a lot of gesturing and head shaking and, like, pointing at the rice. And I think I saw him take the dish and, like, show it to people next to him, asking them to put their hands in and touch the rice. Mm. Yeah, I presume he was saying, is this not really unreasonably cold?
Yeah. No, because I thought he was going to be, initially, because I thought it was going to be lukewarm or hot initially, but then when I looked at it and I put some, and then it was ice cold. Yeah. And so we called the guy, and I said, look, man, like, don't let everyone, like, man, just smut. He was like, nah, man. Like, you can't serve, rice is never served cold like this. So I was like, all right, cool. We called the guy, I could tell that he was close to boiling point.
He was just about holding it together.
And then the guy came back over and they were having a conversation, but like behind my head. And he just said to the guy, look, man, nobody serves ice cold rice. And then he started going into the bars about when rice cools down, it gets bacteria, all of this stuff in it. Anyway, the guy goes, and this is where I was like, oh, you need to watch out. He was like, it's going to take an hour and a half to heat your rice up. I turned around and looked at the guy. I was like, you need to take a few steps away. Yeah,
this was the grain that broke the camel's back, bruv.
And I turned around and there's steam.
Should have used it to eat the rice.
I know, right?
Yeah. And then did he not ask the guy to, can you just microwave the rice, bro?
No, we just said, figure out a way of heating it up. The guy goes, we'll put the rice in the oven. Out of all the ways to heat the rice up, he's going to put it in the oven. And we just did that thing, we just went, like the Buzz Killington. And the thing is, the guy came back in 3 minutes with a nice bowl of steaming rice.
The rice was so hot, man.
I was like, why was it so difficult, man?
Yeah. It almost ruined his night, though, innit?
Yeah.
But we couldn't mention the R word for the rest of the trip, because he'd be like, no, but you understand. No, it's funny now, but you understand that it's unreasonable to be asked to wait for 90 minutes for rice. But you know what the worst thing was when he told me the story about the next day? He's like, yeah, the rice was hot, then my fish was cold.
I kept saying to him, bro, I understand you want to eat the rice and the fish together, but the fish is like the main bit of it, man. Eat it while it's hot, bro. So I literally just yammed all of the fish before the rice game.
I feel like, as a practical joke now, if he ever comes over for dinner or something, you should just serve him cold rice. He's like,
his mac and cheese is getting stolen. It's cold rice. That's another story.
That is another story. Unreasonable. Whoever's idea that was. Anyway, like, so yeah, that's how we've been killing a bit of time collectively. And also, Sean, because Christmas is around the corner, we've got to be hitting up some Christmas stuff. So I've got I'm going to call this Marcus's Christmas list, but it's really Marcus and Sean's Christmas list, because we have both experienced some of these things as well. And then after that, we can get into our Christmas jokes. I've got some good ones for you, bro.
What's on the list?
Well, first thing on the list, it's called a stove blanket. And basically, we know there's a cost of living crisis right now in the UK. Our energy bills are high, so people want to stay warm, but they also want to save energy. So Stove is a wireless heating cushion and blanket company, right? Where you basically get these little battery packs.
Rechargeable batteries?
Yeah, rechargeable battery packs.
Okay.
Pop them in the blanket. Pop the blanket over the back of your seat, or maybe over your legs or whatever. Warms up. Simple, genius. They've got pillows, which are like nice in place of hot water bottles. They've got like big blankets. We got a couple of XL blankets in here, bro. Let me just tell you.
Is it a game changer?
Game changer. Especially because last night, for example, last night we got back and everyone was saying in the WhatsApp group how mashup they were. And I ended up doing 2 hours in outside in Leicester Square on the red carpet for the Ferrari film. And let me tell you, bruv, when I came home, I was cold through. Like I was telling you before we pressed record, like I was in the shower for like 20 minutes of it on max. Came out and my nose is still cold. See the little stove blanket? Throw over the back of the couch, bruv. And just sat down on it and had a warm cup of Joe. Decaf, obviously, late at night. And yeah, man, just warmed up, bruv. I don't know how well it would warm rice. So if you're listening, bro, with the rice issue, like, listen, if it's not
cold
for food.
Yeah. It might work.
Yeah, man. So they got a bunch of stuff on their website. So like, and I think I've been made hyper aware of like the cost of living crisis and obviously people needing to stay warm. So via my parents as well, you know, I've noticed that they have used a lot less heating this year. And I worry about them because they're older, bruv, innit? They're older, they're a little bit more fragile. They need to be staying warm. So I think it makes a nice little stocking filler or a nice little Christmas gift to give them a warm cushion or a warm blanket. Do you know what I mean? Or if you're in a relationship and your other half is always cold, there you go. They can have
super
the blanket
thoughtful
on their side.
I mean, it's a good... I mean, I'm not going to lie, you know. I wouldn't mind one for Christmas, bro.
Oh, okay, bro. Man don't light you up, bro. But yeah, that's the Stew blanket. I'm just on their website now to just get an up-to-date pricing of what they are, because I believe that people do care about that as well when it comes to these things, right?
Yep. Bro, can I just say?
Yeah.
I am still fresh from the weekend, yeah. My eye is twitching, bro.
Sean, honestly.
It's just twitching.
Honestly, bro. Like, do you know what was funny? How quiet was the trip home in the car at some points, isn't it? We were just like...
Bruv, I forgot you were there.
Yeah. The thing is, I was awake. I was just staring into middle distance.
Were you seriously awake?
I was just staring. Remember, because you said, is Mark asleep? And I touched the back of your head. Because I was just like staring into middle distance, like... Yeah,
pretty okay. sick of sound of us.
Yeah, I was sick of the sound of all of you. Yeah, man. So the cushions start from £89 for like the little woolly. They've got like woolly ones and like different textures as well. Have you got like a larger kind of pillow shaped one?
How expensive are your stockings, bro? It's a little stocking filler.
Little stocking filler.
What, an orange?
Couple Rolexes in the side as well. And then yeah, the big XL hug ones have got like £140. But think about it though. Energy saving, innit? Like,
yeah. Making that money. But how long does it let us know how long the kind of the battery packs last for? Or can you like increment the heat if you've got like different settings?
There's different size battery packs you can get, and off the top of my head, I believe it was like two hours to 3 hours charging, and I think you get about 5 to 6 hours out of the back end of it. I remember looking at it and being like, it's quite reasonable, but that obviously depends on the size of the battery pack and the size of the stuff you get.
5-6 hours. I mean, how much chilling are you?
Yeah, so you can get like a 4,500 mAh battery. Yeah, and that is. Let's whip that. Let's even get some stats in it. I can't get the stats right now, but we will put them in the show description and stuff. All the articles up on howtokillanhour.com as well, man, with the full breakdown of stats. So that, and that is twice the capacity of the one that would usually come in it, which is a 2,600. Well, not twice, but a bit more than. But yeah, man, you just plug it in, charge it, pop it in the blanket. It's simple, man. I'm hoping now that people, I want to get my parents onto solar panels as well. So I want them to get some solar charging going on so they can charge up stuff like this on the side during the day and then use them in the evening. I think that's the kind of stuff that I want them to be doing. And if they can get enough charge to fill that up, that's great. Speaking of food and temperatures. shout out to the guys at Thermapen Cooking who sent over a Thermapen. They start at £69 and they've got the colour of the month, which is red. It's the one they sent to me, Thermapen Classic. It is a food thermometer, right?
Okay.
Why is that exciting? Why is that? Well, you know what, Sean? I've been getting into something this year, and feel free to judge me, but I have started making chutneys and jams.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about compression socks again.
I did wear those for the majority of our trip as well. But I'm not wearing them now, though. But yeah, man, so I've generally been making jams and marmalades, and you kind of get jam and marmalade thermometers, but when you get the consistency of your marmalade or chutney to a certain temperature, it helps you to know what its setting is going to be like. And also, bro, like, no one wants your turkey to be underdone or cold. Or your rice.
Can I just say this as well? Yeah, being colorblind, I don't know if this is a thing. If anyone else is colorblind, you can let me know. But people say, cook the chicken or cook this and make sure it's not pink inside.
Oh.
And I'm like, so I tend to, especially if I'm cooking for anyone else, I will overcook it, because I'm like, I will err on the side of caution. I'm like, it might not be as nice, but I don't want to give anyone food poisoning. So having a,
I did not even think of that, bro.
So most of the time I'm like, it's probably fine, isn't it? I guess I'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah. That might be why you have a dicky belly sometimes, bro. You're just like, I mean, come around and you're just eating a raw chicken breast. You're like, oh.
So what does it differ in any way to like kind of manual one that I've seen?
It's a digital one. You just flick it out and stick it. I think flick it out and stick it. But I think what it is is just a simple design. Powers up when you open it up. Shove it into like your chicken breast, or in, for example, like I'm doing marmalades and chutneys, and it gives you a real clear indication of what the temperature is. And what's good is like once you work out what temperature you want to get your food to, it's really good to have something like that that you can just pop in it. Do you know what I mean? And like, if you're struggling with your chicken or turkey or whatever over Christmas, and bruv, that's the one for
you. I mean,
you,
I'm not gonna lie, this sounds like something I probably need to have.
I think before I come over to eat at yours next, I'll get, make sure you grab one of these. That's two things off this that Sean needs straight away, basically.
Cool, I'm a vegetarian.
Go veggie. Cold, yeah, rice. As long as your rice ain't cold. If our boy had one of these in his pocket when we were in Romania, he would have been sticking it into the rice, being, look at this, yeah. 4 degrees, unreasonable. Yeah,
wrapped it in a stove blanket, just leave it on the side for 5 minutes.
Yeah, so that's that. The next thing we're literally enjoying right now, shout out to Lavazza, they sent over one of their coffee machines, which is the, let me make sure I get this right, it is the Modo Mio Eco. And what that is basically, I mean, how's the coffee, by the way? Is all right?
Well, it's nice. a really nice espresso.
Eco-friendly capsules they have, which means that they are fully biodegradable, compostable, actually, the capsules. So, yep. You know, they used to be made out of aluminium. So they're slightly, you know, like capsule-based coffee machines. Originally, great idea, but big wastage, because every time you make a coffee, you're wasting aluminium or plastic. This isn't the case. And also, every part of this machine is made out of recycled plastics as well. So it's a nice way.
Sustainable.
Sustainable way. And I want this more from tech. Tech's exciting, but I want more carbon neutral, or carbon negative companies. Like, do you get me? When they're like, in terms of.
Well, we were even discussing this when we were away. I'm not going to lie, we did have quite a lot of old man conversations.
Flipping out. We've changed so much, innit?
Yeah. But we were talking about some of our boys use like the disposable vapes.
Yes.
And I'm like, look, man, they need to get rid of those. And I think there is some movement to get rid of them in the next couple, because really and truly, you should have a refillable one.
Yeah.
The amount of, you know, use it for 2 days, lob it.
It's not the one. It's not the one. One, it's funny, one of them has a refillable one, innit? And one of them was using the single use ones. Yeah. And it's just. It can't be that hard a problem to solve, innit? But I think it just got to a point where it was so cheap to make those, the profit was there, and then loads of companies chucked them out.
Actually, the first time, I think it was the other day, I saw the first refillable, or at least on the advert, it's like a refillable aftershave. Have you seen that? It literally says, I can't remember what brand it was now. It's like Versace. I can't remember now, but it says like refillable Eau de Parfum or something like that. And I was like,
that would get me going, because I've had refillable atomizers before, where it's like the little tube shit, like a large lipstick, and you can pop out the glass bottle and pop a new one in. But a proper refillable one, I'd love.
And it wasn't like I can't remember what brand it was now. So obviously the advertising campaign didn't quite hit hard enough, but
you're like, yeah, oh great, what was it again? I don't know, mate. Yeah,
but just the fact that it said,
sorry mate, that's gonna keep cutting out there. Sorry, bro. Well, you're gone.
Just waiting until I speak. But I'm not giving you this. I'm not giving you the idea. But yeah, it literally said refillable Eau de Parfum, but I was like, how would they sell that to you? Because when you're, let's say you spend 100 quid. Yeah. On a nice aftershave or 80 quid or whatever, the bottle, everything you buy, you're like, oh, that's nice. If you go and spend 80 quid and they just get like
a pouch,
yeah.
Do you know what I think they should do? You should be able to send back the bottle, refill it, and they send it to you at a cheaper price than if you were to buy a fresh bottle.
Yeah,
100%. Like with like soda streams and stuff like that.
You should get like 20% off, something like that.
Yeah.
Or you can bring your bottle in store, they will. You know,
something
like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. My only like build on this machine is, but I get this, right? So the point I'm about to make, I understand, because this is a business at the same time, is wouldn't it be great if you could also just add in your own coffee grains without any combustible bits in it? Like, if just add your own coffee grain, like ground coffee into it. But I get it, it's a capsule machine, and as a business, they need to make sure that they sell the capsules. Do you know what I mean? But I guess the capsules are compostable, so you're not making extra mess. But yeah.
I mean,
and it's a little bit tidier when you just pop one in.
From a perspective of the amount of energy that goes into making the capsule, this is where it becomes difficult, because people were talking, like previously, we're talking about like hydrogen cells, etc., on a car.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, but it doesn't create, you know, doesn't, you only get water from it. But then all that goes in to the production of it is worse for the environment. So you really have to look holistically.
Exactly.
So we don't, I'm not sure how much energy goes into like making the pods themselves.
It's kind of like when you, even when you talk about electricity, like I was talking about solar panels, but some people don't understand that your electricity can be clean, but it can come from a really dirty place. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can burn tires to make electricity, and I'm like, yeah, like at the point of use, it's no, like you said, no, not bad at all. But at the point of
from
like,
its source,
it's like churning out mad like stuff into the atmosphere. And there's also conversations, I'm not as nuanced or as aware of the numbers, but there's also conversations I know people have about veganism and vegetarianism, about how certain things are made and they actually aren't as good for the environment as others.
Yep.
I don't know what they are, but it happens. But it does say on the eco caps that they're combustible technology, and it seems that they're making a real effort to make sure that we are, you know,
and the whole machine itself is also
all recycled plastics.
Oh, that's, so,
yeah. Like, and in terms of using it, there's a button that you turn it on with, pop a capsule in, press go, fills up your cup.
That's the kind of amount of effort that
at 5 in the morning, bro. Do you think I want to have anything more complex than that?
Bro,
I can't. Like, I have another coffee machine which takes like ground coffee, and in the morning I'm there trying to like empty the thing, whack, 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 putting the coffee in. I have spilt coffee all over myself in the morning, and I got to say, bruv, I'm doing a lot of swearing at inanimate objects at 5 in the morning, bruv.
It's a lot as well. I live with people in the past where they do like the whole grinding of the beans, and then they go, like, I need the coffee to be able to do that.
In the
first place, do you know what I mean? I could have a pod coffee and then do that on to make
whilst
another
waiting for your coffee machine to warm up. Yeah, that's fucking jokes. So there you go, Lavazza Mono Mio. Also, I've got the Joby Swing, which is something that you'll see on my socials being used quite a bit. Basically, you've got it actually next to you, Sean. It's this little red and grey thing from Joby, right? And what it is, it's a little, Sean's putting it. It's a little arm that unfolds and points with your, moves with your camera on top of it. And it basically means that you can have moving shots. So like stuff where the camera moves in and out. Now, conventionally, to have a moving shot left or right or forwards and backwards, well, you'd need some quite pricey kit, like really expensive kit to do it, right? And Joby, this is one of their products. They've also got one which rotates a camera as well. And I think they work in unison. But it's basically, you can do time lapses, B-roll, and it's a slider of sorts, basically. And you slap your phone on it.
And it
opens up. It's like an arm.
It's got like a hinge in it.
Yeah, and because it's Joby, they're getting kind of like, remember we used the arm.
I was about
arm.
To say,
yeah. They're kind of thinking about creatives like, and about real use scenarios. So like, for example, this mic arm that Sean's got has got a cup holder on it and a headphone holder. Thank you. We've always needed that because we like, as Sean's just said, he likes a cup of Joe while he's on the show. You get me? You pop your phone on it, use it with the app, and it moves around. I've got some great shots on it, and for products that I'm looking at now moving forward, some of these products as well that I'm doing social media stuff with and even video content, I'm actually using these moving shots moving forward.
Okay.
It's really easy to do. My only thing is that I would love this to come with a remote controller sorts, because when you have to put your phone on it and have the app open. If you close the app, you can't use it. Yeah, because it connects via Bluetooth. So my hack around it at the moment was I put another phone on it. It's connected, and then I could mess with like portrait settings, different exposures. I could do like really fancy stuff, and then I was just on my phone pressing go, like to use it as a remote. So it would be nice if they had a little button I could just press, would just be like boop, setting one. Setting two.
That can't be
hard to do, isn't it?
No, can't be difficult. Bluetooth,
but it's great though, man. It's great though.
It looks like a nice bit of kit.
Yeah, and they sent it over with one of their stands as well. So it's like a really tiny, small tripod that it comes with, which folds out. It's quite nice, but I would like to use it with the Joby Spin, which is this, it's this kind of, it's something that twists. So if we can twist and have that motion at the same time, I think you can get some really cool shots in. And so I'd like Job to send over, if they could send over the spin as well, then I'd like to do some shots with it as well. Some front shots, back shots, different types of shots. Rotational shots. No, I'm joking. No. But yeah. So that's a Joby swing. Another good little Christmas present. Maybe not a stocking filler of sorts after Sean's reaction.
Hey, you're a stocking. I want a stocking from you.
It was £133.95. It's now on offer at £66.98.
What, for that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad, you know.
Not bad at all, is it? Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Kind of like that, man. Yeah, and I want to get my hands on the Joby spin to crack on with that. Also, another thing I had to go on, it's not in here, it's just outside the studio, Coravin Timeless 3. I think I spoke to you about this before, Argan Gas and Wine. Did I tell you about this?
Yes,
so
just, yes.
You did. So we've already spoken about this on the show, haven't we? Mm-hmm. That's all right, so we can move on then. The Moonbird breathing device. Now, I had to show this to you, Sean, because it's
a Wait, really... was this the thing that I held?
Yeah.
That I'd done?
It's a companion designed for relaxation, inner peace, and guiding you through calming breathing exercises to alleviate stress, anxiety, and sleep issues. It's a separate device to everything else I have, right? And that is what makes this a little bit different to everything else. So what it is it's a small device that you hold in your hand and activate with your thumb. What shape would you say it is, Sean? Like a couple of eggs?
Yeah, so I've, yeah.
A large Mars bar?
No, but it's, it's not rectangular though, is it? Rectangular. It's
a large pebble. A hand-sized pebble.
A large pebble.
A large pebble.
Yeah.
So you grab it, activate it with your thumb by just putting your thumb over a sensor, and then it slowly expands and contracts, and then you need to breathe in time with it.
You like sync. You kind of subconsciously sync up your breathing.
Yeah.
It's almost like a hand massage.
Yeah, man.
It feels like a little bit of a hand massage when you're holding it, isn't it?
In through the nose, out through the mouth. And like I said, I have tried other techniques for this before. Like my watch has a setting like this, but at nighttime, I don't want to have my watch on. Yeah. I don't want to have...
Especially, also, this is the thing as well, like, I had a sleep app and I wanted to, on my watch before, and then I realised that my battery only lasts for like a day and a half, so exactly. I had to charge it every night, so I can't wear it.
So you can't track your sleeping at all, so it's kind of like, and I think sometimes simpler is better, and this is just, I've used it a few times where, because bruv, my sleeping has been all over the place, just with work, getting me all over the place, and for me, a small routine helps to get me to sleep. So, for example, some breathing, or a 10-minute timer on a podcast that isn't like one of my favorites. Like, it's just the one that I think is okay, so I don't feel like, I'm missing out on it.
Yeah,
or an audiobook or something, that helps me. And I've tried this, and I've started to get into the whole kind of like, just activating it.
Have you drifted off? Have you started
feeling like my body goes, ah, I see what you're trying to do.
So it's kind of an anchor.
Yeah, it's like an anchor, and it's part of sleep hygiene, isn't it? Like, it's sometimes for me, it's
sleep hygiene.
That's what they call it. That's sleep hygiene. Yeah, dirty sleeper, innit? Because you just get one hour a night. But so like, I get this feeling because you obviously don't know the moment you fall asleep, but I get this feeling when my body goes, ah, I see what you're trying to do, and that's when my sleep hygiene is really good. When you have a routine, so like breathing, or you know, some people wear pajamas. Like, even the act of putting on pajamas is your body going, ah, see what you're trying to do.
Yeah. It's all little setups.
Yeah.
Yeah, just making your body aware. Have you fallen asleep with it? Like, holding it and just like, because like it looks as if, if you fall asleep with it, it don't matter. If it rolls off onto the floor, it's...
That's another thing, bruv. Like, I don't want to be lying on my watch and I don't like stuff on me at the night. So yeah, you can just, it's like made out of like a kind of, feels like a silicone plastic kind of thing or whatever, rubber. You can just drop it, roll over it. Like, I'm a big dude, bruv. Like, yeah, it's, if I can roll over it, it's all right. Yeah. wake up with it in a fold of my belly. Just falls out as I get up halfway through the day or something like that.
Yeah. For me, it'd be different. I'd roll on top of it and I'll just be like,
you lied on top of it, like, so it's cool. It comes with the app as well, where you can kind of like, you know, look into kind of like doing different settings and such. And yeah, man, I think it's a cool little product. £168 is the price.
Aye, but stocking, can't put a price
on a good night's
on sleep, good sleep hygiene.
Do you know what, Sean? I make you right, you know. All joking aside, I make you right. Like, times when people have said, Marcus, man, you were looking and feeling sharp. It's been when I've been getting my good 8 to 10 hours.
But you know, it's the same thing with people talking about dropping like a rack on a mattress. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you use that every single day.
Yeah, man.
And it affects the whole of your life.
Yeah, 100%. That I think beds, anything for health as well. Like some people, because I think as humans, we want to do it the easy way a lot of the time. Like I always say to people, like gym and eating well. People have said to me before when I talk about high protein diets, they're like, isn't it pricey? Like, I'm like, but bruv, I'm trying to not be in hospital when I'm at an older age. Do you know what I mean? And like, we're at an age now where people around us, you know, diabetes is on the cards. People are overweight and stuff. I'm like, bruv, the more I look after my... I think the best bit of advice I got was...
Spend some now to save later.
Save yourself and the money later.
It was eat
and drink like you're diabetic. As in like you make sure you're having food that is... Not like you're actually sick. Don't take the medicine. But like eat and drink like you're diabetic. So like make sure you're not having like loads of sugar all the time.
Just bosh that insulin.
Smash that insulin. go to sleep like you need a good night's sleep, even if you feel okay. You get me? Like exercise like you're... exercise like you've been told that you have heart disease or something like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like people that have heart disease don't necessarily go and smash 26 miles, but they make sure they stay active. Yeah. They go for walks and stuff like that. And I feel like that's...
But even with things like, toothbrushes, I'm going to upgrade my toothbrush again. Cause I'm like,
I've got it now. Mine's broken. And get this really good one. I'm broken.
Hey, there's one that's like four bills in Boots. It's reduced to 120 at the moment.
Is it? Is it a Philips one?
It's the IO... I think it's the IO3 or something like that.
Okay,
that's what I'm gonna bag that for Christmas. You can't replace your teeth in it.
Yeah, we need to.
You
get
can,
that.
But
yeah, well, go yeah, Turkey. Yeah, go Turkey and get it. But like you can't. You can. and they're doing it for 150. No, don't. But I've always used like the Philips Sonicare stuff, bruv. Always like, and it's just your mouth feels better. Like you feel nicer. Like. When I went away with you lot, I didn't pack mine. I just used a regular toothbrush for a couple nights.
Nah, you felt it, don't it? Nah.
Furry teeth, bro. Nah. Anyway, right, I got a few more. Let's whiz through them. The Hotel Chocolat Velvetizer is a...
I've heard personal reviews about the Hotel Chocolat Velvetizer.
Bro. What makes this work, right, is it simple. Yeah? You get some milk. You can get oat milk.
I'm done already. Okay,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, Sean's like, I'm out. The oat milk, because I did try it with oat milk. There's a YouTube video that I created with it. You get the flakes, which are pre-flaked, which means, because if you are making hot chocolate with chunks of chocolate, you've got to get it to a point where it breaks down. And if you don't, it can get messy. You pop milk in, you put chocolate flakes on top, you press go on the Velvetizer, and it does everything for you.
I see again, like the coffee machine, this is what I'm about.
Bro? Sometimes it's about having specific tools for specific things.
You're not
wrong. You get me? So I've said it before, bro. Yeah. I don't want to get fish and chips from the Chinese shop. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I don't want sweet and sour chicken from the Italian. I don't. Because it's not right, innit, bro? It's not the right tool for the job. Yeah. Give me pizza at one. Yeah. And give me my sweet and sour chicken. Anyway. But yeah, so this, it comes in. This is looking so popular at the moment. So sorry, Sean. Your mic's dodgy today. Go
it's
on,
like yeah. a bill something.
It's 100 quid at the moment.
Okay.
You can get it for $69.95 if you become a member, where I think you get like a subscription of chocolates. One of the peak flavours at the moment is mince pie flavour. I've tried it. It is absolutely wild, bro.
For real? When you just said that now, my brain went...
Mm. Yeah, man. It is getting banging reviews. But we also got a selection box, and I've got good news for my vegans out there. There are vegan flavors that you can get in the selection box. So if you're with a family member who isn't dairy free or vegan, do it. And I think it is the high cocoa ones. They're vegan friendly. However, I think they are still produced in an environment where they may come into contact with milk. But
right, okay.
More vegan friendly is what they've said. There's way more detail. I was trying to get information because I couldn't see it clearly on the site, and I always, because I'm aware that saying someone to have hot milk and some chocolate, whilst a lot of people are aware that they like to use milk alternatives, isn't really the one at the moment. But bruv, honestly,
be inclusive, bro.
Bro, at Christmas,
that's what I'm here for. Inclusivity.
You know it, bruv. At Christmas, it will be an absolute banger. There you go. Here you go. Although the products are suitable for vegans, they're made in the same environment as milk chocolate, so they cannot guarantee it's 100% free from milk. But you know what? At least you're being honest, bro. You get me?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people that I know who are dairy-free are not like, if there's a little tiny bit, they're okay in it. Like, I know a couple people who are like, you know, they can't have any, but you know, you can. If you really want to, get the Velvetizer and you can grate your own chocolate if you want, I guess. But that's long, man. But I've got flavours like white chocolate, salted caramel.
I want to try like a gingerbread one or something like that.
Yeah, let's see the other flavours. Let me see what stands out to you. I can whip you up a ginger one after the show.
Oh, it's not brother, wrong. If it's, I'll do the vegan taste test, isn't
it? Yeah, let's do it, man. Orange super milk, hot chocolate, everything. Oh, sorry.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, hot chocolate reminds me of being a ute and going skiing.
Yes.
And then getting one of them hot chocolates on the slopes where it's like, it just feels like it's melted chocolate. And it was like the best hot chocolate in the world.
Because it's like...
Ever.
Because it's freshly made this and it's all being like agitated and there's a little bit of air in the milk as well, it thickens it up in a way that just makes
using some culinary words here.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're going to have a hot chocolate after the show, man. 100%. So yeah, that's the Hotel Chocolate Velvetizer. Highly recommend it. Yeah, very good, very flavoursome. Shout out to the guys at Hotel Chocolate for the chocolate sachets as well. And I think there's a selection of colours that you can get as well. But for me, I don't really mind about that. It's just about the flavours to me. Bring me hot chocolate. Anyway, ChatGPT, been in the news for the last few years, mostly over the last 12 months. There's a lot of talk about smart glasses and such out there. I've been sent some Solo Ergo 3 smart glasses, which have... I forget how to say it with the lenses, but lenses that change when it's light outside, they get dark.
Can I just say, when you said it to me earlier, it sounded like you were saying the Cat Williams bar from his old stand-up, you're like, the Cryptochrononite. That's what it sounded like you said to me. You're like, yeah, man, it's got like the Cryptochrononite lenses. I got shit to do.
I did actually say that. Chromatic lenses, I think it is. Is it chromatic? Is it? I don't know, but it's... I did say cryptochrononite light lenses. I didn't say it. I just said it in passing. But it's got, yeah, but you can have your prescription lenses if you have got cryptochrononitic eyes to put into.
Wait, what do the lenses do in the first place?
So they darken when you're outside in the sun.
Okay, yeah.
And they lighten when you're indoors. And they also have a bit of blue light filter on them as well.
Oh, just for the, to not stress your eyes out?
Okay. I'm a sucker for that. My eyes get stressed really easily. But you can also have prescription lenses if you desired as well. They're chargeable glasses, and what makes them stand out is that they kind of try to combine premium earbuds with eyewear. I'll get back to the sound in a second, but they have a button on them that you can tap and you can ask questions and ask it to perform tasks without pulling your phone out to text. And that's called Solo's Chat, part of the app that comes with the glasses. And that is powered by ChatGPT.
So it's integrated into their software.
Yeah. Okay. So you could get information like, hey, you know, what are three ways that I can reduce stress in a working environment? You know, these are simple ChatGPT commands. You know, you can gain insights on, you know, travel destinations, itineraries and stuff like that, that ChatGPT can do like live from the glasses as well. And it also, cooking is a good one. hands-free reference for cooking as well for your glasses. And you can also has this setting where it can translate for you. So I could be sitting in front of you. You could be speaking French, for example. I tap the button on the side of the phone. It would translate your French into English. And then I would then say a phrase in English and it would translate it to French and tell me how to speak back to you.
Yo, that's sick.
Not like super quick.
Yeah.
And a reason, and this is the one thing where I think all translation apps need to improve on is speed. Because in a restaurant, I feel like you always feel like you're under pressure to talk quite quickly because things are, if you're in a bustling restaurant, yeah. you need to make sure you communicate.
But this is like the cyborg symbiosis thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
We were talking about the, what is it? Is it the Metalink? I can't remember the name of it. The
Neuralink.
Neuralink.
Yeah.
Like that would be instantaneous.
Instantaneous.
Instantaneous. You'd literally have a back and forth conversation with someone and you would be hearing it in your language kind of thing.
Can't wait for it, man. How things will change.
Oh, crazy.
Comprehend. That could end racism, but that's a conversation another time. It could though, innit? Like, just I feel like language can really bring you closer to understanding somebody. Anyway, I went deep there. But so really cool. Works with app. And it's what I like about it. It's very simple to use. And it kind of is a bit, a pair of headphones and glasses. However, the speakers on the side of the glasses aren't like bone conductors. They're just actual speakers. And they sound cool. And they even have a setting to make them, to EQ them so they sound really good. But everyone could hear, you could hear me. You could hear what it's saying.
Okay. Yeah.
So like if you called me and you were like, "Damn, son." Everyone would be like, "What?" But I popped in my AirPods and I could use it. But if you haven't got the glasses, you can't use the translator stuff on the app and stuff. You only unlock that stuff if you have the glasses with you. So if you do download the Solos app, you can have a look at it, but you can't get the full functionality without a pair of glasses connected to it. So yeah, those are those. And I mean everyone's talking about the Meta glasses, and they are trying to integrate AI into it, but at the moment ChatGPT is where it is at when it comes to AI in terms of what it can do. I am still blown away by like it started to do stuff before. I can't bring it to the show yet, but it started to do stuff. Like I called a part of ChatGPT, I said, for like, can I call you Peter Parker, right, when we're doing these commands and I'm talking to it, and it started putting in like, it started saying stuff like, "Ah, oh, nice to see you swing by." What? I didn't tell you to do Spider-Man jokes.
Wait,
I did say be a bit humor. Oh, I did say be a bit punny. Like I don't mind some puns. Yeah, yeah. Jokes. Get it to write jokes for us.
Ooh.
Get it to write. Pop some jokes in and say, "Yeah, can you cook us some up?" Who knows? Good shout, we did. Hey, let's create a web of success today. I'm like, I haven't asked it yet, but I want to be like, are you doing Spider-Man jokes? Peter Parker. And I never said anything about Spider-Man. But I did say you can be a bit humorous and cheeky.
Yo.
It's mad, isn't it? It's mad. I'll update you on Peter Parker in a bit. Right, a couple more before we get out of here. Gaming. Sean.
Yes.
Super Pocket Retro from Capcom.
I have had a little play on this.
So it's a little handheld device. Reminiscent of the old arcade days, the Game Boy days, the handheld arcade games. This is a little arcade in your pocket. The makers of the Evercade comes a Hyper Mega Tech and brand new Capcom Super Pocket. So Super Pocket is kind of, I'd say it's slightly wider than your mobile phone, slightly thicker than your mobile phone, but it's got the old school kind of four button setup, or if you've got a Nintendo Switch, four button setup and the little like,
do you think it's bigger D-pad on the side? Original Game Boy?
Nah, those things were bricks.
It's definitely
OG Game Boy, were massive.
I think it's thinner, but it's a similar. Do you not?
I think they were massive, maybe. Like we remember them as handheld.
I still got one somewhere.
We remember them as handheld, but they were big ones,
Come on, they weren't that big. No.
They were for what they did.
No, but I'm not talking about the.
They were handheld, but you couldn't pop it in your pocket the way you could pop this in your pocket. You need big pockets, bro. That's the thing, isn't it?
Some deep pockets,
that's the thing. True. I remember stuff being like, "Oh my gosh, so futuristic!" And then I like whip it out the attic and be like, "Oh, rah, man, that was big." Mm. I mean, Game Boy. Don't get me wrong; it's changed the game. Absolutely amazing. But this one was the Capcom branded one, so it had Street Fighter 2, Hyper Fighting, Final Fight, 1943, Strider, Ghouls and Ghosts, Final Fight. Nice for me. And it had Mega Man on it, didn't it, as well?
Mega Man,
yeah. A few other games.
I would say I didn't quite get the correct hand positioning for the back buttons. Mm. That's the only thing I was like, oh, am I supposed to use my index fingers or...
Yeah.
I haven't quite...
Need to get in there.
Yeah.
Give it some more...
phalanges.
Plage, but phalanges. But yeah, man. Street Fighter Hyper Fighting 2 is quite hard as well, man. I'll be honest. I got whooped by it.
Blanker.
Blanker is the first one. A yellow blanker as well. Yeah. Oh, there's a setting on it, you know, where you can make it easy. There's an easy, like, and you can save games because we're in the future now, and these games came out ages ago.
Save games.
You can save like a game halfway through. Like in an arcade, you had to be there and play.
Well, one thing I did really enjoy was the fact that they kept it old school, and then you had to like, it says like insert coin, and I was like, yeah.
And you had to press select. Select. I mean, you were really nice. Like you like went bloop bloop. I had like two credits. I was like 9 credits.
I took the 1 credit, and then I got whooped, and then I wish I'd
taken.
More of a Mortal Kombat man myself.
Yeah, man. Day, well, good thing about these is that you can actually buy little cartridges that you can actually pop out. So they are the inbuilt games, but there's a little room at the back, pop out a cartridge, pop another one in, and who knows?
I will say the build quality feels really nice on it.
Yeah, man. Oh, favourite thing about it as well, because let's be honest, playing those games is fun. Hearing someone play those games for more than 10 minutes is flipping annoying. Headphone jack in the bottom of it, pop it in, you're nice.
Mr. Good 3.5mm jack, man.
Good old classic 3.5mm, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, need to bring it back.
Yeah. Actually, to be fair, in a future version, Bluetooth headphone connection would be good as well.
Also.
That would be nice. And if you're going to throw the Bluetooth in, multiplayer. Oh. Then, bro. We'll get a couple of those.
Yeah.
Couple of those in a man there.
It would feel weird, though, having the old school retro with the Bluetooth. Like, you almost need the wire.
Oh, you need the old school wire. Yeah, okay.
Part of the experience.
Okay,
keep it analog. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I see you, Sean. So that's retailing now, 50 quid.
I might have to.
You like that, innit?
That's nice. Some of the other cartridges.
Yeah, so nice. You might have to cop that twit. And another bit of gaming. Speaking of retro, I have been really flipping enjoying RoboCop Rogue City. I don't know if you've heard about this game.
No, you did tell me about this, and I said to you, bruv, I'm jealous, but I'm not going to have the time to play this. And do tell.
So, a couple of weeks back, I got hit with a little cold that turned out to be a virus. The symptoms were...
you had to stay in bed and play RoboCop.
Bit sniff. The doctor said it's lucky. I was a little bit sniffly, but wasted.
You said you had no energy.
I was even concerned about going away with you this weekend. I should always be concerned. Yeah. And I still somehow felt worse, even though I was in full health. But yeah, so I had a couple of days where, you know, when you're making that comeback and you're not good enough to work, but you're like, I can watch a bit of Netflix or Star Trek on Paramount Plus if you're me. Or game a little bit. Bro, I flipping absolutely fell into a retro vibe when I played this game.
Is it like a platform game? What?
First person shooter where you were RoboCop.
Okay.
First person is through the eyes of, isn't it? Yeah. You were RoboCop. They've actually managed to get...
What, have they got all of the like...
Yes. Oh. So have they got the heads up display? Yes, they have indeed.
My brain just went to VR, bro.
Oh yeah. Well, currently it's available on Steam. It's available on PS5 and Xbox. Could it be available in VR? I could see it helping, but Sean, check this. They use Peter Weller to do the RoboCop voice, the original RoboCop.
Damn.
So it's legit.
How old is that Donnie now, man? How old is he like?
He's not young, bruv.
No, it must be like 70s, 60s, 70s now.
Oh, there's a document. I've just seen a shot of him sitting down talking about it. He's aged, bro. He's looking old, but he's been around for a while, man. But his voice still sounds bang on. Yeah, so they've got him and he's just like, he just adds he's the final piece, isn't it? Like, but what's funny about this game is because it's a little bit janky and he's slow, I don't know if they've done that deliberately or whether that's like accidental game design. It makes it feel more real because RoboCop isn't fast, is he? He's like turned slow.
Yeah, he's like...
You can scan targets. You can pick up evidence. You can investigate sites. You can punch people in the head and their heads explode.
I mean, sold, isn't it?
Yeah. You can pick up other people's weapons as well and use them as well. And I've got so far into the game where I've just started to infiltrate like someone who's selling that nuke. Remember nuke? That was the drug that they were selling in the film. That was their future drug. It was like
was
a
that
neuro.
In the first one?
I can't remember.
In the second one, it was like Mama, and then the drug was that nuke? I think it was
nuke.
I'm talking about something completely different.
Oh, Nuke.
No,
wait.
No, I'm talking about flipping Judge Dredd.
So was that a Nuke in Judge Dredd?
I don't know, but I was thinking about the new Judge Dredd, which I thought was a great film.
Fantastic! Yeah,
I say new. It was like 10 years ago, but
yeah, it was Nuke. It was Nuke in RoboCop. But the one in I can't remember what it's called. But that, honestly, see that film? Probably one of my favorite films that I've seen. It's been a reboot. Judge Dredd.
Yeah. Oh, it was brilliant. Perfect action film.
Fantastic acting. Don't get me wrong, Stallone done his thing, and Stallone was quite true to the comic books. But shout out to the gang at 2000 AD for cracking it. Rebellion are doing that. And Rebellion is a UK-based company, and they have their own studios that they've just built in the UK. And I've actually interviewed Jason Kingsley, one of the brothers that's head of that company, and they obviously own the IP and rights to that, bruv. And I don't think they don't want to make another one of those films. I would love a sequel that's shot exactly like that, because that film, when people took drugs and they all went really like colourful and they like up the levels and everything was in slow-mo, I thought it was amazing. Graphic as well.
Oh yeah. But it was just, everything like, worked perfect. It was like, they had the perfect ingredients and they didn't try and complicate it. They allowed all the natural ingredients to like, the fusion was perfect. Yeah. Oh, it was great.
It was really good, man.
Oh, it's going to annoy me because I can't remember what it was called.
Go on. Do you want to try and guess it? I can Google it if you want.
Yeah, go on. I can't remember whether the drug was called Mama or that was the woman who was like the kingpin of the, we digress, but the kingpin of the...
Mama was the kingpin. I'll give you that. The film came out 12 years ago, bro.
I'd said 10 and I thought I was being...
Generous.
I'm getting old, 12 bro. Years ago.
Why does that feel like such a new graphics?
The remake was 12 years ago.
Mm. So, I'll give you a clip. What happens when they're taking the drug? What's one of the things that happens?
What they call like slow-mo.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Was it literally called slow-mo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to rewatch that again, actually.
Yeah, man. Anyway, look, we talked about all our clips, but that's our Christmas list for the year, man. We'll put links to all of those in the show description. Also, see full information, specs, up-to-date pricing at howtokillanhour.com. Time for us to move on to our jokes of the week. Christmas jokes this week, though, Sean, because it's December. So I've got a few shorts.
Can I just say, I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah.
I thought that Christmas jokes were going to be as bad as Halloween jokes.
Yeah.
But Halloween jokes were worse.
I've tried my best to... I've lied. No, I've got some really shit ones. I've got some horrible ones. I mean, Sean, let's take it away, bro.
All right. I'm going to go for a long form one straight off the bat.
Okay.
A Sunday school teacher was concerned that his students might be a little confused about Jesus Christ because of the Christmas season emphasis on his birth. He wanted to make sure they understood that the birth of Jesus occurred a long time ago, that he grew up, etc. So he asked his class, "Where is Jesus today?" Stephen raised his hand and said, "He's in heaven." Mary was called on and answered, "He's in my heart." Little Johnny, waving his hand, furiously blurted out, I know. "He's in our bathroom." The whole class got very quiet, looked at the teacher and waited for a response. The teacher was completely at a loss for a few very long seconds. He finally gathered his wits and asked little Johnny how he knew this. And little Johnny said, "Well, every morning my father gets up, bangs on the bathroom door and yells, 'Jesus Christ, are you still in there?'"
Oh, that's a good one, man. All right, I got one for you. A middle-aged woman goes to a tattoo parlor and asks a tattoo artist to tattoo Thanksgiving on the inside of one of her thighs and Christmas on the other one of her thighs. The tattoo artist is a little bit curious and asks, "Why such an odd request? Like, why would you put Thanksgiving on one side and Christmas on the other?" The woman says, "My husband always complains that there's nothing good to eat between Thanksgiving and Christmas."
I saw that coming last minute.
Leftovers again? Oh. Seconds? How do you mean to the word sloppy seconds, bro?
Oh,
there you go.
That's to go there. All right. Three men die on Christmas Eve and go to heaven, where they're met by St. Peter. In order to get in, he tells them, "You must each produce something representative of the holidays." The first man digs into his pocket and pulls out a match and lights it. "This represents a candle of hope." Impressed, Peter lets him in. The second man pulls out a tangle of keys and shakes them. "These are bells." He's also allowed in too. So Peter says to the third man, "What do you have?" The third man proudly shows him a pair of red panties. What What do these have to do with Christmas? Asked Peter. Carols. You saw that one coming.
Bruv, you're in a, you know what? You're VIP now. You're VIP. You're VIP. Oh, that's heavy. That's heavy. This actually feeds into this one, right? A guy decides to buy his girlfriend a new pair of gloves for Christmas. After all, they've only been dating for 3 weeks and it seems like the ideal gift. Romantic, yet not too personal. He asks the girlfriend's younger sister to accompany him to buy them so she can point out a pair she'd like. They go to the mall and the sister points out a pair of white gloves and the guy buys them. The sister then picks up a pair of panties for herself and she buys those. But during the wrapping process, the clerk mixes up the parcels. As a result, the sister gets the gloves and the guy takes home the gift box containing the panties. Without checking, the guy rushes the gift to his sweetheart, but only after drafting this loving and beautiful note to accompany it. I chose these because I notice you're not in the habit of wearing any when we go out in the evening. If it had not been for your sister, I would have chosen the long ones with the buttons, but she wears the short ones that are much easier to remove.
Oh, oh, clerks.
Happy ending. Yeah.
Oh, not so. Oh, this is a bit. This is a bit of a long one.
Okay, okay, go ahead.
A multinational company held a reception to celebrate Christmas. The waiter gave each guest a glass of champagne, but on inspection, each guest noticed that their glass contained a fly. The Swede asked for a new champagne in the same glass. The Englishman demanded to have new champagne in a new glass. The Finn picked out the fly, drank the champagne. The Russian drank the champagne, fly and all. The Chinese ate the fly but left the champagne. The Israeli caught the fly and sold it to the Chinese. The Italian drank 2/3 of the champagne and then demanded to have a new glass. The Norwegian took the fly and went off to fish. The Irishman ground the fly, mixed it into the champagne, which he then donated to the Englishman. The American sued the restaurant and claimed $50 million in compensation. Finally, the Scotsman grabbed the fly by the throat and shouted, "Now spit out all that you swallowed." Well, hopefully I just offended everyone together.
You know what? That's what Christmas is about. Offend everyone. Inclusivity, bro. Everybody gets it. I think that's fantastic. Right. Okay. I've got one more long one for you and then a couple of short ones after. One of the elves needed some last minute supplies. So he takes his snowmobile and heads across the North Pole. Unfortunately, the snowmobile breaks down, but he has special North Pole AAA service, and soon a mechanic arrives. He takes a look and says, "This is going to take a while, Elfie, but there's a cafe just down the road, so why don't you head down there and come back in an hour? Hopefully, I'll all have it sorted for you." The elf heads down and finds out that the cafe serves vanilla ice cream, his favourite. So after an hour, he walks back across the ice to the snowmobile after enjoying a delicious, massive bowl of ice cream. The mechanic glances over at the vehicle and says, "It looks like you blew a seal." The elf blushes and wipes his mouth and says, "Nah, man, it's just ice cream."
I like it.
All right.
Let's see what I got. Yeah, we got one more. It was just before Christmas, and the jailer was in a happy mood. He asked a prisoner who was in the dock, "What are you charged with?" The prisoner replied, "Do my Christmas shopping too early." "That's no crime," said the jailer. "Just how early were you doing this shopping?" "Before the shop opened," answered the prisoner. Oh, that one took a minute.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, man. I just really made me realize a story. What's it? All right, fine.
I can't help you.
Right, I've got it. I'll talk about it in a sec. Anyway, look, a couple short more jokes.
Go for it.
Right. Have you heard of Bert the brown-nosed reindeer? He could fly just as well as the others. He just couldn't stop as fast. Is that a shitty one?
Shitty one, yeah.
Right. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, nothing was stirring, not even a mouse. I should have bought a carbon monoxide alarm.
That's dark. You should have had some jingling music in there.
Oh man, look, fantastic, fantastic. Oh man, right. Look, we've almost, look, it's Christmas. Should we squeeze a story in at least, Sean?
Oh, I thought you were going to say that we should wrap it up there, bro.
Oh man, that was a cracker. Right, stories of the week. Oh. I've remembered my story. One of your jokes has reminded me of a story that I wanted to.
Oh, let's hear it.
No. Listen, I need to find it while you.
Okay.
Oh man,
we got a Christmas themed one.
Okay.
Shall I go Christmas themed one?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Let's go with the headline.
Mm-hmm.
Bungling bandit slips on ice, hits head during attempted armed robbery on Christmas. This is like Home Alone remake.
Yes, cue the Home Alone music.
I mean, I'm guessing that whilst he was like slipping, he was going friggin' friggin'
Harry. Quick side note: watching Home Alone now, as somebody who's a little bit more fragile than I was when I was young, yeah. Those scenes are funny, but it hurts watching it. The nail on the stairs scene.
Oh,
how is that a kids' film? That wouldn't be in a kids' film nowadays, though, would it? Because that's Home Alone might only be a PG, you know.
Bruv, do you know one thing as well? I didn't realize there's what? Five of them.
Five.
I believe you can correct me, but I heard this the other day when it was some sort of game show I was watching, and they were like, I think there were five of them.
Wild.
I think I stopped after three.
The first one without Culkin in it, right? Was he in the third one? I know, cause the first one was The House. Second one was New York.
Or maybe actually never seen. Yeah. Yeah, maybe I haven't even seen the third. Is it not got the third one? Hasn't got him in. Oh, that's why.
I don't think so. Culkin. And there's two Ace Ventura films, right?
Yeah.
There's a third one which is Young Detective. Never seen it. Don't know if I want to.
No, I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing it, bro.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry about that. Yeah, go on. So this guy literally was a real life Home Alone.
So, okay, a bungling Gainesville bandit.
Bungling bandit. Sorry, that is, whoever wrote that, 10 out of 10.
Bungling bandit has about as much luck trying to rob a Gainesville employee on Christmas as the wet bandits did in Home Alone.
Hey.
Gainesville police said that at 1 a.m. December 25th, an armed robber pulled a gun on an employee walking out of a business and demanded cash. The robber has since been identified as 30-year-old Luis Sazbocho Ordonez. Police said that Sazbocho and the employee were fighting when another employee exited the building, spooking Sazbocho's, I'm probably butchering his name, but who fired his gun and ran. The bullet didn't hit anyone, but Sazbocho wasn't as lucky. As he tried to run away, he slipped on a patch of ice and bust his clart on the ground.
Paraphrasing it.
But yes, yeah. Witnesses were able to wrestle two guns away from him as he lay on the ground. I'm just going to say this, I'm going to put it out there, right? If you're trying to rob someone, probably only use one gun so that you can hold whatever it is you're trying to rob off them with the other. I'm not trying to give tips out here, but I am currently giving tips out here.
Or foot guns.
Foot guns will also work.
Yeah, a foot gun.
But I'm thinking, he's dual wielding.
Yeah.
Maybe he had a swag bag.
He's played too many games where you just press square and pick up everything that's on the floor that the people drop. So he's not thinking about life practically.
He just kept walking over it.
He kept walking over it.
Slips
on the ice.
Why is it not going into my inventory?
What a villain.
Witnesses were able to wrestle two guns away from him as he lay on the ground injured. Police took Sazbocho into custody and emergency crews were able to treat his injuries on the scene. I showed you the picture of this chappy beforehand. His face is wounded. It looks like he slipped and fell 8 times in a row on his face.
Do you think maybe when the people were wrestling the guns away from him,
giving him like some sneaky people's elbows?
Yeah.
We did.
The attitude error just came through there, innit?
There were people coming off the top rope.
Yeah.
There was swanton bombs swanton happening.
Swanton bombs, yeah. I think there might have been a couple casual knees to the forehead because that is not one fall, innit? That is like multiple falls. And the police officers are looking at him like, so he only fell over once, yeah? And everyone's like, yeah. And they're like, yep, I guess that'll do, yeah.
Sounds about right.
Oh, that's fantastic, man. So if there's a lesson to be learned, don't rob. But if you're going to do it, don't do it. Careful for the ice. Yeah. All right. I've got a little bit. This is a real article, Sean.
Okay.
Polish police hold 22-year-old accused of stealing jewelry after posing as a display dummy in a store.
He posed as a mannequin. A man who stood motionless in a shop window in Warsaw holding a bag, hoping to pass for a mannequin, has been charged with suspected theft and burglary.
He's like, I just like being a man. I'm doing a mannequin challenge, bro.
Is this what watching cartoons does?
It could be.
Because that is a cartoon move, isn't it?
He stepped out onto a banana skin.
Yeah. Yeah. I reckon it's apparently suspect had carrot in his mouth and said, "What's up, Doc?" No. Bro, it's Bugs Bunny. It's Bugs Bunny shit, isn't it? To be like, all right, right, I've got this plan here. Here's how we're going to break into a shop. I'm just going to stay really still. However, he was unnoticed by staff and shoppers as he stood frozen in the window to blend in with mannequins. So he did actually manage to go into various departments and take some jewelry after closing time. So it worked. It worked. He literally just went in and went,
bruv, do you know what, yeah? I saw a prank recently where there's a guy and he's got like, he dresses up like a mannequin. He's got like a white thing over his head. He's got a hat on, he's got gloves. And he just stands still when people walk past and he just claps them on the back of the head and stands still. And then he just starts beef between random people because that guy will turn around and like, just start like agging someone else up.
I love that stuff.
It's true.
Funny though, isn't it?
So
it worked. But he didn't have anything on. Like, there's a picture of him, literally, we should put this in the clip as well. He's just standing next to a window arm out.
I don't feel like he, like, fully committed.
C for effort.
Yeah.
C for effort.
Yeah,
but it
works. Do you reckon that when he left, he, like, ran on the spot and then went, and there was, like, a puff of smoke.
And then he, like, ran over the edge of something and didn't fall until he looked down. So with a bag in hand, he stood in front of a shop window pretending to be a mannequin, they said. And police said when he felt safe, he went hunting and robbed the island of jewellery. So he stole an island of jewellery. He's also accused of other shopping centre incidents. On one day, he allegedly went to a shopping centre after closing and ate his fill. And then, he went to a bar and ate his fill and then entered a designer clothes shop to exchange his clothes for new ones. This guy is living real cartoon, bro. This is cartoon life. Like, goes into to somewhere at night and just starts cooking up a bit of food. But yeah,
his cartoon GTA. Oh, segue into GTA, bro.
Oh, we cannot not talk about GTA. The trailer
dropped this morning.
Obviously, we know to expect a good game from them at least because they've not Rockstar. I don't think they've dropped a stinker for years. And let's just say
some of the remakes were not great.
Bad form. But they fucked up on that. I've got to say they did fuck up there. But let's be honest, bro. We've all waited. We've all been ready for the new GTA.
10 years.
Because just the base game was amazing.
Incredible.
Let alone the GTA RP and the online stuff people are playing.
And the heists and all of that.
And now like all the PC players are in these custom modded universes, which if I'm honest, the most like the metaverse than any other kind of simulation. You can play VR now as well.
You play VR?
There's VR versions of GTA, yeah. There's
it's all cracked in that though, is it?
Yeah. Apparently it's wild. Like, it's very realistic. Because it's quite a violent game, isn't it? Like, but
is it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, he says playing COD. But yeah, man, it looks like it's going to be this time. Last time round, we had three protagonists that we switched between them, didn't we?
Do you know what, yeah? When that first originally came out, I was like, oh, but I just want it to be like one character. Yeah. But the three, I worked a dream.
Wow.
Absolutely worked a dream.
This time it looks like there's two. It looks like they might be together or not. I don't know if they're related or not.
Is it a guy and a girl?
Guy and a girl. Yeah. I don't know if they're together or not, but it looks like they said, whatever we do, we have to work together. The graphics look amazing.
They do.
Has that GTA look, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Which is kind of still cartoony. There looks like there's a social media app on it as well, like certain clips in it look like they was filmed on TikTok or YouTube. And to be fair, we saw a lot but didn't see much at the same time. Yeah. But they were letting us know we're here, and in 2024 you're gonna get a new GTA.
2025, bro.
2025, 12 years after the original came out. To be fair, I don't blame them for taking their time. You know, like GTA 5, every time I checked it over the last few years, it's still been in the top 40 games ever.
It's what, second highest grossing game of all time after Minecraft?
Really? Name me another game. Name me another media format where you have titles that last for that long. I can't find it. Music. Yeah, we have music that we love. You know, Mariah Carey, number one every year or gets up there. But to be consistently in the top 40 or even top 100, I think, for 10 years.
Decade.
Like,
Spanning over three generations of console.
Wild.
I did it on 360. Xbox X, I didn't get the new, Xbox One.
Yeah.
I didn't get the new Xbox, but then I had it on PC, so yeah. I had it on three different platforms as well.
It's wild, man. And like, to do that, and also they've been churning out other games as well, like Red Dead Redemption 2.
Red Dead 2 as well. So amazing.
Wild. Yeah. So hopefully they bring that level of graphic quality to it. But the reason I think I love those games so much is because the storytelling's always been amazing in them. It's been the story that's grabbed me. And with Rockstar, I'm so glad that they are around independently creating games, because without them, we would probably be much more willing to accept day one releases that aren't good games, mentioning those cyberpunks. Bro, that was horrible.
Can I just say, 95% of any games that get released now are nowhere near finished. It's actually ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
People are dropping 70, 80 quid on games and it's taking 6 months for them to get to a point where you can actually play them without serious issues. It's crazy.
Exactly. And could you imagine if we're in a scenario where someone pays that amount? Well, it actually happened with Cyberpunk. They removed it from the PlayStation store. It wasn't a joke. Like, that's why I've said them by name, because there's other games that have done it, but they got removed from the store. Mm. Whilst people like No Man's Sky managed to bring it back. And Cyberpunk is a good game now, but...
I got that in release and it was horrible.
Did you get a refund or did you just park it up?
I just parked it and I just didn't go back to it, to be honest.
With that being said, with the premium of games going up, would you be willing to pay a bit more for GTA 6?
Bro, if they said to me that they'll release it in 2024, I would spend like $250 on that game, bro. I'll swear down.
And do, wow.
Give me all the DLCs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me all the DLCs
for
free.
Do we know what we're gonna get with it? Do you think we'll get online out of the box? Or do you think they might just say, nah, you've got to play this game for a bit first?
I feel like that's a really good question. Cause obviously the online part has been what has been sustaining it for the last 9.5 years. Mm. But the OG game was, like, storyline-wise, was just playing. Like, I can go back and start that again and play through it and have as much fun now. But it was the online thing that... So, yes, that's going to be real. That's going to be really interesting, actually.
I was going to say, do you fancy it? Because it could take about 1.5 years, because we're busy guys, going back and doing all of them. Or do you think the old ones will be a bit too, like... A bit too blocky.
Are we talking about like
GTA 3?
Oh, yeah.
We could do one.
I was about, because I had like GTA, GTA 1, GTA London PC back in the day, where, you know, top down view.
Oh,
Like run over all the Elvises, and it goes, Elvis has left the building.
All
of that stuff.
Those were actually really funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to, I might have a little go on them.
Maybe GTA 3. Maybe you'll have to try it.
But yeah, man, I'm so excited
San Andreas,
to hear more about the game.
Vice City.
Go to the
gym and get
the hench. I wonder how the music's going to transpire on this new GTA as well, because the radio stations have always been really, really good.
Bro, there are still songs from GTA 3 that I still have in some of my playlists.
Oh, GTA 5, Ali Boumaye, bro. I used to go for drives when that song came. Do you know what? GTA was the kind of game where between missions, if the sun was setting nicely,
just go for a little cruise,
man.
Listen to some Stretch Armstrong, some like Sean P,
Aguilera,
all of that.
Man. Anyway, look, we must shoot, Sean. We've got to go right now because we're pushed for time, man. Look, we've got more Christmas jokes coming up. We've got some nice Christmas surprises coming up. Thanks for hearing about our Christmas cracker, what's been in our stocking as well. Make sure you check us on social medias at How to Clear Now. The Facebook group is growing at a phenomenal rate, thanks to a lot of the jokes and the content and the stories we're putting out. Follow me at Marcus Bronzy on all socials. Where can we find you?
Catch me at no Christmas events because I am a Grinch.
Bro, I need to recover still from the weekend. Hopefully you'll be recovered by the next episode. Big up yourselves, man, and good luck with all your Christmas shopping.
Peace.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.